Pat Hickey, the longtime beat reporter for the Habs from the Montreal Gazette, joins us once again. Pat, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, guys.
Well, Pat, I know no series ever over. We get all that, but what's the goaltending situation in Ottawa? What will they do? What do you think they should do?
Well, they're going to go with Anderson, and I think that's the only choice they have. I know the kid, played really well down the stretch. He played outstanding down the stretch, but you gotta ask yourself why the guy took all this time to get to the major, to the NHL. 27 years old, he had a great run, but this guy's been a career, 870 save percentage in the minors. So he played out of his mind. He got to the playoffs. I think he was overwhelmed by being at the Bell Center, getting that crowd, first playoff experience. I don't think he played badly, but certainly he had two game-winning goals that he gave up that he probably should have stopped. Now, having said that, his defense let him down on both of those goals. And the first one, Ryan Flynn goes in alone and scores because both defensemen are stuck in the corner. And the second one, Greiber gives up the puck, turnover in the Ottawa zone, and the Canadians capitalize on it. But I thought Anderson played really well the other night. Played well enough to win. They just couldn't score any goals.
Yeah, and that's, Carey Price has done that to a lot of teams.
He has. But the thing is, the Canadians, outshot Ottawa by a pretty comfortable margin. And from the second period on, they just dominated the game. And Anderson kept them in there and took it into overtime. But, I think that Anderson is the guy who stoned the Canadians 2 years ago when they beat them in the playoffs. And I think he's pretty much their only hope.
Give me your thoughts on Jeff Petrie's play for the Canadiens since being acquired from Edmonton.
He's been outstanding. You could argue that he's been at least their second best defenseman in this series. PK Subban's been the best, but Petrie's played solid at both ends of the ice. He doesn't have any points in the playoffs, but he had one run, for example, where he had five goals in six games coming down the stretch in the playoffs. Mostly they have him out there as a defensive guy, but he has shown that he can chip in the offense. I think that they would like to make at least a pitch to re-sign him, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they can afford it.
That was going to be my next question. When you look like Petrie, is he in the is he $5 million+ market on free agency? Do you think?
I think he is. Yeah, and I think he's probably looking at 6-7 years. There aren't a lot of free agent defensemen available this time around. And I think he's right up at the top of the class, especially the way he's been playing with Montreal this last little stretch. I think Montreal might be willing to give him four. They might even be willing to give him five, but certainly they won't be able to match the length of the contract that some other teams will give him.
Pat Hickey joins us from the Montreal Gazette. Canadians taking on the Senators tonight. Habs, do they have, and I know it's hard at this time of year, Pat, but any guys you think that could really benefit from a week off, which is what they would likely get if they can dispatch Ottawa early? Like, are they banged up?
No, I don't think they're banged up, but there are certainly guys that could afford to take a little time off. Andre Markov is one. He's looked very good this season. They're most of the large parts of the series, he was their number one defenseman, even better than PK Subban. But he's had a couple of games where he hasn't been at the top of his game, and I think he could use a couple of days rest. This PA Parenteau is out with an injury. They say he's ready to go again, but they just haven't been able to find a spot for him in the lineup. I think that there's certainly guys that, would appreciate the rest and a little time off just to, save themselves the wear and tear. Mm-hmm. They're not injured now, but they'd rather not be in a series. Brandon Press said it best, He said you come out of a 7-game series and you can be pretty well banged up. So they'd like to get this over with tonight and have a couple of days off and just hope that whoever they play, Detroit or Tampa Bay, that those two those teams beat themselves up over the next little next week.
Pat, Dale Weiss, you know, a two-goal game was a monster for the Habs in that one. You know, last year in the playoffs, you know, I know he only scored three goals, but for, you know, for a fourth-line guy, he really emerged as somebody who, you know, who isn't just a guy who can punch helmets. Like, Weiss has emerged as a pretty solid contributor for the Habs, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He's a guy who's, you know, he moved up and down the lineup, you know, in the regular season. He played some on the top two lines. He played very well with Max Pacioretty. I think he set up five or six of Pacioretty's 38 goals. He fits right in at pretty much anywhere you want to put him. And it's funny because the other night he was actually demoted to the fourth line. The coach wasn't really sure that he liked the way that that Weiss was playing, and or he wanted to get a little more strength on the. It wasn't it should be on the third line. So he dropped them down to the fourth line, and that line ended up being the line that scored the only two goals.
Well, is that if there was maybe a concern for Montreal is that, you know, you look at the guys who have scored, Torrey Mitchell, Brian Flynn, Dale Weiss. You know, I know Galchenyuk did score a goal, but, you know, Max Pacioretty maybe does have one in two games. Do they need, you know, their top-end guys more as the playoff goes along? And is that still going to be the one concern that this team can score enough as they go deeper in the playoffs?
Well, I think scoring is always going to be a concern, but they look upon it as a good thing that I think the top bottom two lines have contributed five goals and the top two lines have contributed three. I think they look upon that as a good thing because they haven't been getting anything from the bottom two lines for most of the season. And the fact that these guys are stepping up and contributing, I think they see it as a plus, and I think they feel that the other guys will deliver. You know, it's been a series of either bad luck or, you know, not getting the breaks. And for example, I think in game one, even though I think they only produced one goal, but that line with Plekanec, Gallagher, and Galchenyuk had something like 14 shots. So, you know, they're not really concerned. Those guys are getting opportunities and certainly getting the goals from the bottom line guys they consider a plus.
One final one, Tampa Bay, Detroit. Obviously, the Habs would love nothing more than Detroit to win because, you know, Tampa Bay was what Montreal was to Boston last year for the Habs this year.
Yeah, I think that they like what they're seeing in that series so far with Detroit being up 2-1. They say they're not afraid of Tampa Bay, even though they've only beaten Tampa Bay once in the last two regular seasons. They did get the sweep last year in the playoffs, but of course Ben Bishop wasn't in goal for that series. They say they're not afraid of Tampa Bay, that the playoffs are different, but I think they'd prefer not to play them.
Yeah, definitely would think so as well. Well, Pat, enjoyed it. It's been a rather spirited series between Ottawa and Montreal on and off the ice. I know there was a brawl in the stands the other day, too, so hopefully that doesn't happen again. And we'll see if the Habs can get the sweep. Appreciate your time.
Okay, no problem, guys.